This newsletter contains 7 pages. Approximate reading time, 12 minutes. The Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission, Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services, Spring 2014, Volume 40, Number 1. Read by Michael J. Gandy. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. 2013 Postal Carrier of the Year Award. Patricia Dixon and John Oldfather from the Bay St. Louis Post Office were honored with the 2013 Postal Carrier Award. Both Patricia and John were nominated by patrons of the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services for their exceptional service. Congratulations to them both for excellent service. Cassette Service Deadline. Many of you may know that the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, has stopped production and maintenance of the cassette book collection and the players needed to listen to those cassettes. The Mississippi Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has been slowly phasing out cassette service to patrons. If you have a cassette player in good working condition, you may keep it and continue to receive cassette books for it as long as we have a cassette collection. However, if this machine breaks down, we will not be able to repair or replace it. This will be the end of your cassette service. It would be in your best interest to get comfortable with your digital player and digital books. The collection we have in digital far surpasses the cassette in both quality and quantity. Magazines on digital cartridge. If you are not getting your digital magazines on a monthly basis, then you may be late in getting your cartridges back in the mail. Please remember to return them as soon as you finish listening to them, so you won't be late getting the next month's issue. If you are not receiving magazines on digital cartridges and would like to, please give us a call and we can set you up to begin receiving them. Spring cleaning. We have 210 mailing containers without cartridges and 84 cartridges without containers. Let's do some spring cleaning. Take a look around or ask a friend to help you look around and see if you have any extra cartridges or containers lying around without cartridges. If you need containers or mailing cards to send anything back, just let us know and we'll send you a means to mail these items back to us. Call us at 1-800-446-0892. Please remember, do not mix cartridges, boxes, and mail cards. Books and magazines may come from different places and in boxes of different colors. If a cartridge or its case is sent to an improper destination, it is marked lost and is no longer available for loan to other patrons. It helps to handle only one item at a time and double-check that the cartridge label matches the box label before returning the material. Magazines. Blue cartridge and red container. Download on demand. Green cartridge and gray container. Regular digital book. White cartridge and blue container. The Bible. We have several patrons with overdue books that are the Bible. We realize a lot of people would like to have their copy of the Bible to own. You have a couple of options. You can go through Aurora Ministries. They will send you the Bible. They have various versions for $15 on a cartridge for your digital player. audiobiblesfortheblind.org/digital-talking-book-audio-bible/. You can also buy your own blank digital cartridge. Mail it to us and we'll download the Bible for you. There are 2 places to purchase a blank cartridge. 1. American Printing House for the Blind at 1-800-223-1839. http://shop.aph.org. 2. Perkins School for the Blind at 617-972 7308. http://support.perkins/org. Need help? Not getting the books you like? Not getting enough? Getting too many? Have your books stopped completely? Have you changed your address or phone number? Let us help you. Call a reader's advisor at 1-800-446-0892 or email us at lbph@mlc.lib.ms.us. Helpful hints and reminders. 1. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a BPHLS, Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services patron. This will assist in expediting calls to the appropriate department. 2. In order to maintain an active status as a BPH patron, one must check out or download one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. 3. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, boxes, or the machines. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. Please help us conserve funds by not damaging our items with writings. 4. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back should you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. The player can be mailed back to the library via Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The free shipping is marked on the box. Book suggestions. DB077562. The Signature of All Things by Elizabeth Gilbert. Historical Fiction. Read by Gabriella Cavallero. Alma Whitaker, the only birth child of the richest man in Philadelphia, grows up in a life of luxury and intellectual stimulation. Her parents encourage her curiosity, and she matures into one of the best botanists of the 19th century. Some Violence and Some Descriptions of Sex. Bestseller, 2013. DB77562. Airtight by David Rosenfeld. Mystery Suspense Fiction, read by Andy Pyle. When a judge is killed, clues point to addict Stephen Gallagher, whom New Jersey cop Luke Summers shoots in self-defense. Stephen's Marine brother Chris kidnaps Luke's brother Brian in retaliation. He gives Luke a week to clear Stephen's name, or Brian dies. Some Violence, 2013. DB77666. The Girl You Left Behind by JoJo Moyes. Romance Fiction. Read by Robert Glenister. France, 1916. Sophie Lefebvre treasures the portrait her husband painted of her before going off to war. So does the German commander who takes over Sophie's hotel. 90 years later, the painting hangs in the home of London widow Liv Halston, and Sophie's descendants want it back. Some Violence, 2012. DB77624. The Life List by Laurie Nelson Spielman. Fiction. Read by Martha Harmon Pardee. 34-year-old Brett's wealthy, beloved mother stipulates in her will that Brett must fulfill her teenage life list to receive her inheritance. Brett loses her boyfriend, job, and home trying to live up to her mother's wishes, but gains insight into her own needs. 2013. That All May Read. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 601-432-4000. 4116. 1-800-446-0892, toll free. 601-432-4476, fax. Email lbph@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website https://www.mlc.lib.ms.us/services-to-libraries/bphls.html. Web catalog http://bphopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/mlcbphls. End of the Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission, Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services, Spring 2014, Volume 40, Number 1. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, March 2014. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited.